This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotion. Some terrible stories of suffering, persecution have come out of the Second World War. Some are so horrific that they're best left alone. But one story I've seen time and time again to emerge is the one man who made a difference to millions because of his suffering as a prisoner in the Holocaust. I'm talking about Viktor Frankl. A Jewish psychiatrist, he wrote books after he was released, but he was locked up and survived this horrible Auschwitz, the notorious death camp where thousands perished. He died as an older man, age 92, in 1997, and his various books have sold millions of copies. But in this camp, he watched the misery, suffering, death, despair. Many of the men locked up just died under the pressure. They had no hope. He kept thinking of his wife, and he said that kept him going. One prisoner kept going because he had a special needs child back home, and he needed to live. He had to survive. Another was in love with a young lady. He wanted to survive and get out and marry her. And Viktor Frankl did survive. He clung on to hope. And there's something about his words. There is nothing, he said, in the world that would so effectively help one to survive even the worst conditions as the knowledge that there is meaning to one's life. Those who have a why to live can bear with almost any how. We who lived in the concentration camps can remember the men who walked through the huts, comforting others, giving away their last piece of bread. And they may have been few in number, but they offer sufficient proof that everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, that's the ability to choose your attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. Amazing, isn't it? Why would someone who is literally starving to death give away his last piece of bread? Well, in his first book that sold very well, called Man's Search for Meaning, Dr. Frankl wrestled with the hopelessness that seemed inevitable for those locked away in the concentration camps. I mean, only one in 28 prisoners would survive there. Life was just almost unbearable. They'd reached the point where they say, I have nothing to expect from life anymore. They'd give up. And Dr. Frankl said that at one point there was only one thing that could help. What was needed, he said, was a change in our attitude towards life. We had to learn and teach the despairing prisoners around us that it didn't matter what we expected from life, rather what life expected from us. We needed to stop asking about the meaning of life, think of ourselves as those who were being questioned by life. Our answer, he said, must consist not in talk and meditation, but in the right action and in the right conduct. Well, they're amazing words, and it certainly did work for him. It was Joan Chichester who said, hope is not a matter of waiting for things outside of us to get better. It's about getting better inside, about what is going on outside. So hope is a spiritual thing. We don't hope because things look hopeful, but because we've experienced God's love that's been poured into our hearts, and we trust that this love will make our world a better place. There's a wonderful prayer in the New Testament in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 16, and it says, God, our Father, loves us. He is kind. He's given us eternal comfort and a wonderful hope. Do you know that the Scriptures actually use that word hope over 200 times? And in the Bible, you begin to see how the word hope is used. It can be something like or summarized as hope means a confident expectation in the future. It means a contagious enthusiasm for what will come, what you're looking forward to into the future with confidence, expectation that there is a blessing, not only in this life, but in the next. So certainly hope is a good thing. And maybe today you're dealing with a chronic illness or a long period of unemployment or a broken relationship. Well, no matter how hopeless the situation is, what you can do is choose to believe that God can change it if he chooses to do so. Put your hope in God today and expect him to do something amazing. Well, Lord, there is so much noise in our world today. The advertising people bombard us with their messages. It gets confusing. Lord, so much is not about hope, but, Lord, about money. Help us to be quiet today and to have hope in you because we know it's such a valuable thing. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.